have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Boy, David Benton.
Production.
Some people, they be like, yo, I just have a wish for my birthday. Or you know, they say I had three wishes. I wish for so much more for you. I wish for so much more. What I wish for is that we live more. In the inner city, living ain't so piss poor. Realize we hypnotized by the discord. We blow money fast, what you think we rent for? Yeah, did it big, my kids wish I could've did more. Wish women would be women and men would be men. Or there was no child abuse or domestic violence. And the streets really moved in the act of silence. Wish the Catholic priest wasn't pedophile. And the government officials would tell the truth instead of lying. I'm born a lion. My daddy name is David Lyons. Wish we could do more laughing instead of crying. Wish we wasn't afraid of giants. Wish we could all be inspired by David and Goliath. Wish society wouldn't pacify. Make us ride. Turn back around and buy it. Intrigue fire.
I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I keep my hands raised high when there ain't nothing left. Try to stay focused on the Lord above. With all the things going on in this world, that's where my help comes from.
I wish
that the world wasn't corrupt.
I wish
that we're united and spread love.
We all get our credit straight. Wish that single mother didn't have to wait for Section 8. I wish we all would investigate why the world is crooked and we can't set it straight. Yeah. God is not the author of confusion. So ask yourself, why there's so much confusion? Wish some husbands wasn't so abusive. Why she putting makeup on to cover up all her bruises? All we do is make excuses about the chains, the pains, and all the nooses. I wish religion wasn't so polluted. This is all facts, you can't dispute it. Barely have a right to do it. So much can't be proven. I wish you really choosing to teach our students. Pursuing disillusion, turning us all to ruin. I wish a cross system really would start moving.
Through the valley of the shadow of death, I keep my hands raised high when there ain't nothing left. Try to stay focused on the Lord above. With all the things going on in this world, that's where my help comes from.
I wish
that the world wasn't corrupt.
I wish
that we're united and spread love.
I wish
I know that Jesus is enough.
Got my mind on my mission, G-O-D.
Yo, that's what's up.
earth.
birth. Informed man, straight up out the dirt. Your fathers gave everything birth. The explanation, how much you were worth. You're living water, so we'll never thirst. Blessed spiritually, although my flesh cursed. Angelic beings are always at work. You invented disciples to create church. You know everything, you don't have to research. You a healer, doctor, surgeon, nurse. You move forward, you don't have to reverse. You just act, you don't have to rehearse. God, to see me through the pain and hurt. It's your mercy to what we deserve. You're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life.
You're magnificent.
You are, you are.
Man, you're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
You're magnificent, made the oceans and trees. Lakes, ponds, creeks, every water stream. Articulate, creative, everything. Gave us voices so we can all sing. Lord of lords and king of all kings. You taught Joseph how to interpret dreams. You made silver and gold say ching ching. Made every diamond go bling bling. Salvation, you gave it to us for free. You made the summer, fall, winter, and the spring. I'm so proud to be on the winning team. D-E-S-U-S-G-O-D. You made the grass, flowers, roses, trees, fruits and vegetables, and planted all seeds. Perfect in all your ways, yes indeed. This is my letter to thank you for blessing me. You're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened in my life.
You're magnificent.
You are, you are.
Lord, you're magnificent.
Lord, you're the best thing that ever happened in my life. You are, you are, you are, you are, you are.
I just want to tell you, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me.
Ever happened in my life.
Thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins.
You
everything you did for me is not in vain. I know we live in a crooked and corrupted world, but
in my life.
I appreciate you for all things.
You are
all
you
in all.
You are.
I just want to tell you, thank you.
I love you.
Yes.
You
appreciate
it.
Amen.
Deep
in within my heart.
Amen.
I love you. Amen.
Welcome. This is your boy Dre, and I'm telling you, it has been a long week. And we're here again by the grace of God. You know, thank you so much. You know, I say it a lot. I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. But the truth of the matter is, I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it last time, or the last time I said that, you know what, this is going to be the last time. Until the next time, that'll probably be the last time. I miss you guys, and I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to recognize and thank the visionary, the woman of God, Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine for giving me such a wonderful platform, which I have taken to use to help so many people. The disclaimer simply states, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for y'all because y'all wouldn't need help. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm perfectly sane. Y'all crazy. But I'm a helper and a giver. So here we go. Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. This first thing I'd like to do is I had a request to do one of my poems because I'm a poet, in case you didn't know it. See that rhyme right there. Poet, know it. Oh, man, come on. Y'all know it's good. Anyway, I'm a poet in case you didn't know it. Say it right again. So I'd like to express myself and my feelings through spoken word. And so I did this poem about 8 to 10 months ago. And I had someone ask if I would do the poem again. I guess it touched them in a special way. And the poem is simply titled, I'm too good for you. I'm too good for you. I really am. Not that, you know, you're bad or you're despicable or you're nothing. It's just that whatever you are, I'm better. So I'm just too good for you. Here we go. I'm too good for you. Finger snaps. That's what I mean. Finger snaps. I'm too good for you. You will never catch me cheating. I'm too sneaky for you. Your family say I'm a crackhead. Girl, I'm just tweaking for you. I'm too good for you. If you wanted to see your stepsister, I had her up in the room. You just missed her. I'm too good for you. What you don't know and won't find out is that I'm being low down. That's what I'm all about. I'm too good for you. You'll never catch me. I'm just too quick. Call me Motorola. I'm just too slick. I'm too good for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm telling you, I know that touched some people. Why wouldn't it? This next segment is a segment that I was inspired to do for the simple fact that, you know, with everything going on in this world, all the turmoil, all the craziness, mask, shot, no shot, you know, it ain't nothing but the enemy trying to steal, kill, and destroy, trying to confuse us and cause strife. But I'm telling you right now, the devil is defeated, but he is still too busy. And these are examples of how you know the devil is busy. Now, number one, you know the devil is busy if this happens. You change price stickers on what you can't afford so it will reflect a cheaper price from something else. See, the devil's busy. And you know, I'm going to be transparent here. I did that like once or four times in my life, but I was, you know, I was young. That was years ago. Matter of fact, almost 3 years ago. So that was years ago that I did that. But you know the devil's busy when you take a price tag off of something of lesser value and switch it with something of greater value so you can get the greater value item. The devil's just busy. Now, number two, you know the devil's busy if this happens. You're having lunch or dinner with someone. The check come and y'all both ignore it. The devil's busy. Y'all go to check. Somebody got to pay it. And unless y'all get ready to do a dine and dash, somebody got to pay that check. But because the devil is busy, y'all both trying to wait each other out. Number three, you know the devil is busy. Ask you, do you want to hold my baby? And you say, no, I'm actually afraid I might throw that thing. See, the devil's busy. Y'all know the children of the future, and babies are a precious gift from God. Now, some of these babies come out as gag gifts. They think they fall. That's just because they got ugly parents. You know the devil's busy. Bill Cosby and R. Kelly are pen pals. Come on now. Bill Cosby out. Number five. You know the devil's busy. You go to H&R Block, sign up for your tax refund check, and you spend it in one day. And then the next day, you report it stolen. Come on now. You know, the devil is busy. Number six, you know the devil is busy. If this happened, you handing out Christmas candy to kids at church. First of all, it can't be new Christmas candy. They ain't got Christmas candy out yet. So it's got to be last Christmas's candy. You know the devil is busy. Number seven, you know the devil is busy. If this happened, you at work on the internet applying for another job. Guilty. I'm guilty of that. Wasn't nothing but the devil. But I got the job. So God did come through. Number eight, you know the devil's busy. You praying for me. Lord Jesus. Jesus. You praying for me. And then I start praying for you. Then you turn around and start praying for one of the mothers at the church and pull her wig off. So that ain't nothing but the devil. You're praying too hard, first of all. You got too much of a grip. You got your fingers dug into a hair. Number nine, you know the devil's busy. You count your money in front of a homeless man and then just walk off. Lord Jesus, why you won't do like that? Quit playing games. You know the devil's busy. Finally, number 10, you know the devil's busy if this happens. You ask a blind person, oh my gosh. You ask a blind person to help you out and tell you how to get to a certain restaurant or business establishment. Now, see, first of all, all you're going to do is frustrate them. Yeah. The reason why you don't frustrate them is because they don't know where to go because they're blind and they can't see. The devil's busy. Leave people alone, y'all. Now, this one right here, I love this one. This is songs black people sing in the hood. I love it. I love it. Songs black people sing in the hood. Number one, this is a song that a black person sang in the hood. I don't care if I'm fired or not. I don't mean no disrespect. I don't care about nothing, but I ain't leaving without my check. Yeah, I know that. Ooh, that right there. Yeah, that's a song right there. Black people don't sing in the hood. Number two, this is a song that black people sing in the hood. Me. I don't mind paying child support because I take care of my kids. My heart, why every time I see you out, you wearing a brand new wig. Really? Number three. These are songs that black people sing in the hood. You tell me you need some time alone. You got a lot of things going on in your head. But maybe it was something I said or did. Better yet, could it be the Negro hiding under our bed? Okay. Songs black people sing in the hood. This one right here, boy, I know this is a chart topper. Me. Baby, promise you'll never, ever leave me. Tell me your love is for real. Baby, I'd be a fool to just walk away. 'Cause I'm dead broke and you are paying all of the bills. Yeah, that's that right there. As a matter of fact, all right. This, you know what? It would be a hit record without a bonus track. So this is a bonus track, a bonus song that black people sing in the hood. Me. Oh, baby. Walmart is my store. They my number one. They take my personal check every time. When all I know they gonna get is insufficient funds. I say Walmart is my store. They my number one. They take my personal check every time. When all they gonna get is insufficient funds, my number one, insufficient funds. Check, please. Hey, that's that bonus track. That's that. No, come on now. Come on. Walmart track, they will give anybody the benefit of that. They got so much money, they multi-billionaire, almost multi-trillionaire. So they would take a chance on a bad check, even when they know it's check. Matter of fact, I cashed a check 2 months ago in Crayon. Show did from myself to myself for $4.83. They showed cash. Of course, they charged me the $4 check cashing fee, but I still got that change, free change. Yes, indeed. This next segment is called Tit for Tat. Tit for tat. Y'all know what tit for tat is. You do something, and then somebody do something back to you. just to be doing it because they feel like if you make me mad, I'm going to make you mad. Yeah, you smack me and I smack you back. Yeah, you know that tit for tat. You know, but you ought not to do that. Somebody got to be the bigger and the better person. But since there's not a lot of people out here like that, we come up with tit for tat. Here we go, tit for tat. You could be the person that's doing things tit for tat. Could be a family member, could be a co-worker, a friend, a stranger in the street, someone you see at the local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a hot, muggy summer day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to just say, hey, wait a minute. What you did was wrong. But two wrongs don't make a right. Right? If it's me, oh, you're wrong. Anyway, tip for tat. Tip for tat, number one. You buy all the toilet paper at the store. So I buy all the air freshener. See, that's tit for tat. See, I might not be able to wipe my butt, but you ain't going to be able to stay in your house because of the funk. Tit for tat, number two. You talk about my hair. I snatch your wig off. That's tit for tat. Number three, tit for tat. You blow your hot breath in my face. I hit you in the neck and shove a Tic Tac down your throat. See, that's tit for tat. That's. Yeah. This next segment is, of course, I mean, they're talking about this coronavirus and this Delta variant. And I'm telling you, I tell you one thing. I'll tell you this. It is a choice, but I'm telling you, as someone who has dealt with the coronavirus, I'm telling you right now, I've taken a shot. So I'm telling you, if you haven't been vaccinated, you know what, if you're not going to do it for yourself, you might want to do it for the people around you. Just saying. Yeah, the choice is yours. But this is what not to do with coronavirus. Check, because they're getting ready to mail out another check, because they're getting ready to shut some things down. And the government's going to issue out another coronavirus check. Oh, yes, it is. They're just trying to work out the details and see how much the check's going to be. But now when you get your little money, your little corona coins, be responsible with it, okay? So these are some tips that help you be responsible, some things you should not do with your corona check, okay? Number one, what not to do with your coronavirus check. Get your summer clothes out of the layaway. First of all, summer's just about over. Number two, buy lottery tickets. Why you want to buy lottery tickets? Don't buy them with your corona check. Number three, buy rims for your baby daddy car. Women shop that. It's just ignorant. You stuck on stupid, paused on pathetic. Let that man buy his own rims on his car. You use that money to take care of your baby and yourself. Number four, what not to do with your coronavirus check. Buy Corona, the beer or the virus. You know. Number five, pay past due doctor bills. No, don't do that. With your coronavirus check, don't you pay your past due doctor bills. Chances are you might have some more bills to go with. Okay. This one right here, what not to do with your coronavirus check. Lord Jesus. Don't invest in the stock market. Why? Hello, pandemic. There you go. This one right here. Get your hair and nails done with your coronavirus check. You know what, women, I know you want to look good, but who you want to look good for? Especially if you're locked in, you quarantine in the house by yourself, or you and your kids. Okay. Oh, mama, you sure look good. I love your hair. Oh, where you going? Where you going? To the kitchen. And when I leave the kitchen, I might go to the bedroom. I might go to the bathroom. I don't know. I'm feeling kind of frisky. What? You know what? What not to do with your coronavirus check? Pay the deposit on your vacation cruise. And chances are, your ship might be docked. What not to do with your coronavirus check? Lend money to your friend waiting on they coronavirus yet. Okay. And this one right here, what not to do with your coronavirus check, be stupid and give it back. Come on, y'all. Stop. Again, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for y'all because I love you. I want you to do better and be better, okay? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Finally, we come up with the part of the show that, well, this is our spiritual part. This is the church announcement. And I invite you, in times like this, you show me. You show me the Lord. Amen. So I invite you to please join us as we worship and give God his glory and his thanks and his praise. But we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas, Baptist Church. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. Let me say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. You know why I like to do church announcements? Because I want to make sure that everyone's connected, okay? Everyone's tuned in, okay? Everyone's on one accord, okay? Everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the announcements for individuals that may not be able to attend the in-person services or don't have access to the internet for the sick to get and to shut it up in. Also like to do church announcements for individuals that may have actually been in attendance in the sanctuary and may have been watching as we stream live but missed some parts or all of the announcements because quite frankly they were focusing on other things that they should not have been focusing on. Let me tell you this. I'm a people watcher. Yeah, I said. Your pastor's a people watcher. So just know this. I'm not going to call no names. I'm just going to say, the next time I see you staring at my wife's madonka-donk, looking at her drunk in her trunk, that you better not ever try and pry open. It's going to be a problem. I'm going to bust your eyeballs out your head. Let me get you standing my wife again. Undress her with your eyes. Make me uncomfortable. Make her uncomfortable. I had to put on a jacket and I told her to put on her long coat. Let me catch you again. Looking up and down like that. Taking your time. Licking your lips. Let me tell you this. Punk step up to get beat down in this here church. Anyway, that's number one. Due to the church and the sanctuary going to be going through some upgrades next Sunday. And by me, upgrade, we're going to be spraying for roaches. Anyway, due to that, sanctuary service and will actually be not be in person. So I will be driving by each individual home to collect tithes and offerings. And make sure you add a little extra for gas money, okay? All right. And in the wake of all these rich and famous pastors showing me the way, I will be sending a couple of our members to meet with them to figure out how to better fleece, how to figure out a better way to feed the flock. So Minister Buddy Nichols will be meeting with Pastor Copeland and Deacon Dimes will break bread with Pastor Thompson. Pastor Thompson just opened his church and been open for less than 3 years, and already he got two Cadillacs and Mercedes Benz. And so I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to chase that paper like he chased it. Lesson number three, whoever left a bag of weed on top of the refrigerator in the kitchen, let's just say it went up in smoke. Finally, we get to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the announcement of the building fund. As we know, the building fund has a little bit of everything to offer. It offers us drama, horror, comedy, adventure, intrigue, mystery, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, not hardly enough. Thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with us with your boy Dre. Now, like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out here. So I ask that all his abide, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind, and it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously. Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with us with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together and fun, pitch, and fellowship. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom, a doctor in the sick room. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now, wrap your arms around us and hold us close to your bosom and keep us protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will be mindful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen, amen. Well, you all have a great rest of your Sunday. And I tell you what, I can't wait. I mean, we're still together, but I miss you already. I cannot wait. I will see you next Sunday. It'll be more nuts with more Dre because I'm eating a little bite and put on just a little bit of weight. And I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you're trying to stop my love, I'm telling you, my love will hurt you. It's painful and it's pleasure, okay? That's just how I roll. I love hard, and I swing even harder, and I bite even harder, and I kick even harder, but it's all in love. You guys be blessed and not stressed. Take care. Good night.
Stay right with the rock, homie. Won't catch me slipping.
Underdog like a Rocky, but still a champion. Eye of the tiger, I'm getting strong, and yet it's evident. When my God with me, now who can stop me better yet? I ain't met a person yet. When the rock with me, come and flex. I just thought that you know. Come and kick it like you know. Gotta keep him with me, cause he can have it like a sumo. I'm taking off like a Rocky, shooting farther than Pluto. My father the reason I do this, and Jesus the reason I do most. So all hell to King. And the new genres do summon. That face mixed with that hip-hop, and I'm a tip-top position. No flip-flop and no pit-stop, cause I'm with the rock and he with me. No tip-top and no switches. There's a top back, there's a something. Cause he rides with it, you get it. Get it. When he with me, who's stopping? Underdog like a rock, taking off like a rocket. When he with me, underdog like a rock, taking off like a rock. Taking on player rock, ride around. when he with me, we stop. Underdog like a rock, taking off like a rock. We winning, y'all never gonna fail.